Sanjay Kishore told the 10th annual Roanoke Area Youth Substance Coalition Roundtable on Friday that to date only the city of Richmond, Wise County, and just recently Smith County have approved dirty needle or syringe exchange programs. Under 2017 General Assembly legislation, law enforcement agencies should be taken out of the decision-making process, says Kishore, to make it more impactful, with one significant change.
If we protected people from drug paraphernalia laws.
Right now, those found with needles containing trace amounts of heroin can be arrested. There have been public calls for Roanoke City to approve a comprehensive harm reduction program that includes needle exchanges, but so far no locality in this area has approved one. There's a major health benefit, says Kishore, to allowing needle or syringe exchange programs.
The leading cause of hepatitis C among 18 to 30-year-olds in this country right now is sharing needles with injecting drugs. In Indiana, a couple years ago, there was a huge outbreak of HIV that was due to sharing needles.
It's far less costly to give away 15-cent syringes than to treat one person with HIV, Hep C, or related heart issues, says Kishore. And harm reduction programs also allow needle exchangers to be connected to addiction counseling. Gene Marano, WFIR News.